Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 22, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
NEA leads $47 million Series A for Firestorm. Lockheed Martin Ventures among defense-focused backers. New Enterprise Associates recently led a $47 million Series A round for San Diego-based Firestorm Labs, with defense-focused venture firms like Lockheed Martin Ventures, Decisive Point, Washington Harbor Partners, and Booz Allen Ventures also joining the round. Firestorm's use of distributed additive manufacturing for unmanned aerial systems is crucial for troop safety and U.S. leadership in unmanned systems. Lockheed Martin Ventures sees deployable drone printing as a key defense tool. Firestorm plans to scale XCell with the funding, allowing teams to build and repair drones on the battlefield. This milestone enables Firestorm to deliver battlefield-ready solutions faster and at scale, reducing production timelines and costs. Investors like Washington Harbor Partners and Decisive Point recognize Firestorm's contribution to defense manufacturing capacity and innovative production pathways. Decisive Point joins $47 million Series A for advanced drone maker Firestorm. New Enterprise Associates recently led a $47 million Series A round for San Diego-based Firestorm Labs, with backing from defense-focused venture firms like Lockheed Martin Ventures, Decisive Point, Washington Harbor Partners, Booz Allen Ventures, and others. Firestorm's use of distributed additive manufacturing for low-cost unmanned aerial systems is crucial for keeping troops safe and positioning the U.S. as a leader in unmanned systems. NEA partner Aaron Jacobson praised Firestorm's capabilities, while Lockheed Martin Ventures' Chris Moran highlighted the importance of deployable 3D drone printing for the military. Firestorm plans to use the funding to scale XCell, a platform for building and repairing drones on the battlefield, providing adaptive technology for complex operational environments. Investors like Washington Harbor Partners see Firestorm as filling a critical manufacturing capacity gap in the defense ecosystem, while Decisive Point views their innovative manufacturing approach as a force multiplier.
Firestorm closes $47 million Series A led by NEA, Lockheed Martin Ventures among defense-focused backers. New Enterprise Associates led a $47 million Series A round for Firestorm Labs, a San Diego-based company focused on advanced drones for warfare. Lockheed Martin Ventures, Decisive Point, Washington Harbor Partners, Booz Allen Ventures, and others joined the round. Firestorm's use of distributed additive manufacturing for unmanned aerial systems is crucial for troop safety and U.S. leadership in unmanned systems. Lockheed Martin Ventures sees on-site 3D drone printing as a key tool for the military. Firestorm plans to use the funding to scale XCell, allowing combat teams to build and repair drones on the battlefield. This milestone empowers Firestorm to deliver critical solutions faster and at scale, reducing production timelines and costs.
Activate Capital invests in XNRGY. Activate Capital and XNRGY Climate Systems, known as XNRGY, have announced a strategic investment by Activate in XNRGY, a leading North American manufacturer of sustainable air handling and liquid cooling technologies. This investment will support XNRGY's growth, expand its manufacturing presence, and accelerate the delivery of next-generation cooling solutions for data centers and critical infrastructure. XNRGY recently opened a new 275,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Mesa, Arizona, with plans for a 1-million-square-foot innovation campus. The facility, operational since May 1, 2025, enhances XNRGY's U.S. capacity to meet the rising demand for efficient thermal management solutions, especially in hyperscale data centers. XNRGY's liquid cooling platforms offer advanced energy efficiency, reliability, and scalability designed by a team of experienced HVAC engineers to meet the high operational standards of modern data infrastructure. Activate Capital's investment reflects their commitment to supporting transformative companies like XNRGY that are shaping the global digital economy through high-efficiency critical infrastructure.
Honda celebrates 40 years of production at Anna Engine Plant in Ohio. Honda will mark the 40th anniversary of the Anna Engine Plant on July 22nd, celebrating the largest Honda auto engine plant in the world. AEP is part of the Honda EV Hub, producing ICE, hybrid, and EV models on the same production lines. Since 1985, AEP has built over 32.5 million engines, including power units for performance vehicles and fuel-efficient hybrids. With investments totaling $2.9 billion, AEP has evolved into a facility of over 2.8 million square feet, employing 2,900 associates. As part of Honda's electrified future, AEP will produce aluminum EV battery cases using new processes like megacasting and friction stir welding. Honda's Ohio manufacturing operations have a total capital investment of $13 billion, supporting over 12,000 associates and producing a variety of Honda and Acura automobiles, engines, and transmissions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.